Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Dumbs podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and it's been a while. I've been doing this podcast for 7 years now, and I have taken the longest break that I ever have taken in the last, I don't know, maybe month or so, maybe 2 months. And I know you're probably seeing this on your Spotify or Apple feed and being like, wait, hold on, who is that again? So hello, welcome to the Happy Times. This is a podcast where there's no script. It's just kind of a place where I share my thoughts and my feelings as if we're having a conversation, you and I. Maybe this is something that you can relate to. Maybe it's something that you can't or you just want to learn about. But this is something that I just want you to feel safe in. This is a space where you can just throw on your headphones and or throw it on in the car and we can just have a chat. And it's kind of ironic because I'm coming back with a podcast topic. I'm sure you can read it. As the title, but I'm having a hard time. As you can probably tell with my months being gone, I'm back, but I want to discuss it and I want to discuss things very openly. And I don't want you to see this as sad. I want you to see this with a positive mindset and a positive outlook because that's how I make the content that I make. Yeah, maybe it's on a sad topic. Maybe it's on something that could be, I guess, a little bit espresso depresso, but it's not always that. I'm always a really happy dude. I'm always really like willing to laugh and willing to make jokes and stuff. But I do want to talk about something a little bit serious today. And I hope that you can relate. Okay, enough of me stalling. I'm just going to jump right into it. I have been stuck asking myself the question of how do I be myself when I don't know who I am? I know I'm Joey Kidney. Hi. If you don't know me, I've been making content for the last 12 years. And I know who I am. But I sometimes have to, you know, at the end of each day, I go to bed thinking that maybe I am different than I thought that I was. You know, when I was younger, I had the impression that growing older, we would just figure it all out. That things would be more solidified and we wouldn't be able to change as often as we should. Like, we would just have the same job. We would have a family. We would live in the same house. And then because that's kind of like what my family did. I thought that's just is what it is. But this year I turned 28 and I have the same questions that I had when I was 16 years old. You know, what's my dream job? What's my passion? What do I want to be when I grow older? And I have answers to them, but I feel as if they're the wrong ones. Or the ones that, I don't know, they don't help me. So I'll answer them for you now, even though it's going to be a little embarrassing. But what is my dream job? And my answer to that is to be able to do what I love and get paid enough to stop doing it for money. Like, I love making content. And the way that I started doing this was because I was trying to find myself. And doing this content creation journey, now I'm still trying to find myself. It would be nice to find myself. But now I'm doing it to have an income for my family and myself and put food on the table. And it changes that dynamic. And I'm sure you've heard that with creator burnout and everything like that. Yeah, I would just love to be able to stop doing this for money and do it for fun again. But obviously I need to make the money to be able to do that. What is my passion? I would say my passion is just to connect with people on a deeper level. I love it when, I don't know, your typical person that you wouldn't expect to talk about emotions or have a really deep conversation with or a connection with, those are the people that you connect with the most. That's my favorite thing. And lately, actually, it's been kind of interesting. So when I started when I was 16, I guess I was like kind of like, I don't want to say teenage heartthrob because like I look at photos now and I'm like, oh my God, that kid was disgusting. But I definitely had more of a female following, and now I have a predominantly even following. But what's interesting is I used to do meet and greets. I used to travel for 3 years, and every second weekend I would do a show, and I would be meeting like 100 to 500 people, and the majority of people there were female. And they would come up to me and ask for pictures and, you know, cry, laugh, hug, whatever we would have. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And now, the majority of people that come up to me are male. It's not to say that women aren't watching the content, but the men it's resonating with more, because I think I'm talking about my feelings, and as a man in a world where feelings aren't meant for men, I think it's hitting home. And so there's a connection there, and I do think my passion is kind of happening, but it's kind of interfering with like the dream and with the next question of what do I want to be when I grow older. My only answer that I ever think of is a father, and like a stay-at-home one. I would absolutely love to do that. I want to like be able to coach my kid in hockey or whatever sport that they're doing, and I want them to help them just be so in love with their life and go through the ups and the downs. And when I say that, when I say a father, I'm not really picturing anything else. I understand I'm always going to need like to have food on the table, but there's nothing else in the way. Also, I'm just noticing now that my peas have been popping, and now it's a little bit better. So I apologize for that. So I hope that you're still here, and hopefully this makes it a little bit better. I put on the pop filter. Oh my gosh, rookie move. I have two mics in my basement because I use like different angles to record, and I only have one pop filter. I'm such a little amateur. But going back to it, yeah, I've always thought about being a father, and there's really nothing in the way. And so it's kind of, I guess that's why my dream is to be able to do what I do, so I make enough money to be able to stop needing to do it for money and just do it because I want to live and love my life. And I understand that's a privileged thing to want, but doesn't it sound lovely? So you see, I have answers, but they all come with more questions. You know, I'm guessing, I guess I'm making this podcast because I started sharing my life on like YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, podcast. And as I grew up, I felt that I needed to help people with their own problems instead of sharing mine. And I think it's because like in my head, sharing my own, people always thought I was sad. And I really wanted to get away from that. Like I wasn't the sad kid. I was just Joey. And I was really interested in understanding how people felt, even myself. And I just felt like as I grew older, I wanted to give more advice, and I still love giving advice, but I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about content to create, and I'm like, I need somebody to have a problem in order for me to give advice. I can't really give advice on my own problems because I don't have the advice that I need. I'm having a problem. And so I stopped sharing that. I started helping everyone else with theirs, and I stopped sharing mine, and I became distant from all of you, all of the you listening. I became just like this other account that you followed instead of Joey, your friend. And I think it's time that I owe you, to be honest. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I have a question for you. What are your self-care must-haves that you cannot miss? That if you miss them, it just throws off the entire day. I'll tell you mine. I call it HENS. Yeah, like a chicken hens. So that stands for hydration, exercise, nutrition, and sleep, which I know sounds lame, but those are the things that if I miss out on one, the following lacks. If I don't get my hydration, then I'm not going to be able to exercise as hard. And if I don't exercise as hard, then I'm not going to be able to eat properly for my nutrition. And if I don't have good nutrition, then I have trouble sleeping. So to keep my head level and to stay on track with all of this, because there's life that gets in the way sometimes. So I have incorporated therapy into my routine. Speaking with a BetterHelp therapist allows me to get these emotions and these things and these issues off my mind. And it benefits me more because it gets them out of the way rather than them creating barriers. So if you find something is getting in your way of your self-care must-haves, then maybe therapy with BetterHelp should be something that you consider. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do to start is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode. So here's a little update on my life. And again, I want to say this. This is a positive mindset. There may be some things that could be seen as sad, but I'm very happy and I want to be happier. That's really it. So last year in April. I fully became an adult and I bought a home, and I knew it needed a lot of work. So from then on, it like literally to present day, I've been renovating it all with my father, which is why you haven't seen a lot of me on my podcast or my YouTube or my TikTok and everything like that, or even my dog accounts, because this has been taking up every single day. I wake up 9 and then I'm renovating until 4 or 5, and it's just every single day, go, 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 go. But like I said, this is positive. I'm having the best time doing this with my father. The connection is absolutely unreal. We're able to connect. And I grew up being a sports player, and that's how my father and I really connected. It's like we were just like in love with sports. And then when I stopped playing sports as much and I had to get a real job and everything like that, well, the connection kind of went away. And so when I bought this house, this connection kind of rekindled, and it was absolutely lovely. I'm absolutely loving learning so many new things from him and like having this conversation, not as father and son, but almost as friend to friend. Like we're making jokes that I would make with my friends. And I'm happy to invite my parents to hang out with my friends, because I'm exactly who I am with my friends as I am with my parents. Maybe there's a few different things there, you know, but I'm able to make the same jokes. I'm comfortable being who I am with the people that I'm surrounding myself with, because that's who I want them to be. And that's who I want you to be listening. I want you to be you. And so the struggle, here's where the struggle is. I'm loving doing their house rentals, but where I struggle is when I have to do work. And work to me is very different than I'm sure a lot of you listening. Work to me is recording this podcast. Work to me is recording a YouTube video, making a TikTok, filming a dog video, things like that. I know it doesn't sound like work, but it is my work. And I was jumping from construction worker to talk about emotions and feelings. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't have any feelings to connect with. I was tired, I was sore, and all I wanted to do was lay on the couch. That's it. I just wanted to plant my ass and rot. And it really brought back all of these like imposter syndrome questions of who am I? What am I doing? Or, you know, is this good enough? Now, this isn't to say that I don't enjoy doing both things. I love renos. I love content creation, but I'm really struggling with the transition in between. And that brings us to today, to here, right now. Like I literally just thought that, hey, I should make this, and here we are. So I don't want this to be sad, like I said, but rather a moment to like look back on. So I know there's no comment section on like a Spotify or Apple, which is stupid, but maybe you can DM me on Instagram or something like that. But I would love your advice. I would love your comments and tips and concerns and everything. If you're listening, I would absolutely love that. And then hopefully I can adapt my life using maybe your advice and keep making videos and recording podcasts and working on my house and feel fulfilled to be me. And so to end this off, because I don't want this to be a long podcast, because I do want to get back to, you know, the normal. And so I actually want to ask one more question. If you're going to DM me, I want you to include this in the DM. What is an aspect of the podcast that you think I can add that would make it better? Maybe it's a Q&A. Maybe it's a let's get uncomfortable, bringing back a series where I share stories of like uncomfortable dating stories or things that you've been with or been through, sorry. And maybe it's bringing on a guest. I would prefer not to have a guest, because then it would mean more structure, and my life's not structured right now, to be honest with you. And and to get an assistant to do that was really expensive. I used to have one, but I don't anymore. That was really sad. That was like a friend breakup. I'm still hurting over it. Anyways, if you're going to DM me, if you could also include that would be really helpful. Like I want this to be collaborative again not with another creator, with you and me. I want us to get back into our grind of, well, you've been supporting me for years, so you're doing your job. I need to fix my job. So I want to share some goals with you, and I want to start with some numbers, okay? On YouTube, I'd love to hit 800,000 subscribers. We're very, very close to being there. But I want my final goal to be 1 million. And I've said that for years, but it's time that I commit. On my podcasts, I don't really know numbers. I'm looking to transfer from the platform that I'm on now to a different one, so things are going to change on there. But the other goals, the goals that really aren't numbers, they kind of are, but not really. They're not like things that I can't control. The numbers that I can control, I would love to do 2 to 4 podcasts a month. I would like to upload 2 to 4 YouTube videos a month. I'd love to start a series on YouTube, and maybe even a series on here that is a little easier to transition into video mode instead of thinking about like what to make. So if I'm like, okay, we're going to do this series today, I'm going to sit down and record this podcast, or I'm going to record this video, and maybe it's a series that I can do, you know, with on YouTube, and then that becomes like a podcast. So it's like a video form of the podcast, which could be really, really interesting, and then bring more ears to the podcast, and then hopefully we can make this a bigger production. I can get more help and things can be a little bit more free flowing. That would be absolutely lovely. But right now it's just me, and I'm doing 2 TikTok accounts, 2 YouTube accounts, 2 Instagram accounts. I'm doing a Snapchat. I'm writing a book, working on a proposal. I'm shipping out merch and books. And then I'm also working on like brand deals. And then I have an EP on that's ready for Spotify and Apple Music to go out, but there's too much going on right now. And then I'm also renovating the house. Anyways, this is my issue, okay? This is why I need your help. But I want to do another thing that I would love to do is I want to do vlogs on my dog's YouTube channel. So less about like the dogs, which I started it out being, and more about the life that I live with them around. I think that would be really lovely, but I can't do all of that while doing everything. So one of the things that I need to add to this list, as I'm thinking about right now, is cutting some things. I need to stop making content for certain things that don't benefit me, whether it's money or whether it's you guys aren't enjoying them. Those are things that I need to sit down and have a hard conversation with myself and figure out what to cut. But that's about it, which I know is a lot. I know this is a lot to take in. I know majority of people listened, well, they stopped listening like 10 minutes ago. But if you're here right now, I really, really appreciate this. And I don't even know if I'm going to upload this. So if you are listening to this, thank you for staying here. And thank you for staying you. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.